开始的时候啊，先做一点点的修正。
I have a correction just before we begin.
今天早晨呢，我说这个路德了扛了一法的大麦啊。
This morning I shared that Ruth carried one ephah of grain.
因为我呢眼睛看错了，不是40公斤。
Because of my eyesight, I misread the interpretation.
是40公升。
It's not 40 kilos, it's 40 liters.
那么大约呢，恐怕也是有9个gallon.
It's approximately 9 gallons.
虽然没有40公斤，但是九个 gallon 也蛮重的。
It's not exactly 40 kilos, but 9 gallons is quite a lot.
因为这个古代啊，像以色列人他们用的这些度量衡呢，跟我们现代人是不一样的，所以要真正找到相对也不太容易的。
Because in ancient Israel, the units of measurements are very different than the ones we have today, so direct equivalents are very hard to compare eye to eye.
所以呢，稍微做一点修正。
So I just want to start with that correction.
我想弟兄姊妹从早到现在啊，一整天的聚会恐怕也是十分疲累啊。
I realize that with the meetings throughout the day, brothers and sisters must be tired.
好不好？我们有一两分钟的时间的安静。
Shall we be quiet before the Lord for 1 to 2 minutes?
我们从心里面默默的祷告。
Let us pray from our hearts in silence.
仰望主用复活的能力托住我们。
That the Lord would sustain us with His resurrection power.
无论讲的，无论翻译的，无论听的，都求主使我们灵里面重新被更新。
Be it the speaker, the interpreter, or the listeners, may the Lord renew us and strengthen us for this evening.
我们有一两分钟的时间，完全安静在他的跟前。
Let us be silent before Him for 2 minutes.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanks.
因为你是生命的主。
Because you're the Lord of life.
所以晚间，我们求你用复活的生命来供应我们。
Please supply us with your resurrection power.
愿生命的活泉洗出我们所有一切的疲惫。
That your life of living waters would cleanse all our fatigue away.
保守我们的心灵。人就是心鲜活泼。
That you would keep our hearts revived before you.
让说的翻译的有力量。
That the speaker and the interpreter would have power.
愿听话的。
And for those who listen.
里面的耳朵仍旧是开的。
That their inner ears are still open.
好叫你的话能够深入我们的心。
That your words may sink deep in our hearts.
我们恭敬把这个聚会交在你的恩手中。
We lift up this meeting with reverence before you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
阿们。好，开头的时候啊，还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同先读一些主的话。
We want to begin with some scriptural passages.
今天晚上呢，我们要看路德记第三章。
Tonight we want to study chapter 3 of the book of Ruth.
这一章圣经呢也不是很长啊。
It's not a long passage.
一共有十八节。
There's only 18 verses.
我想我们就从头到尾把它读一下好。
Shall we read it once through?
路德记第三章。
The Book of Ruth, Chapter 3.
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上播大麦。”
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, whose young woman you were with, is he not a relative? In fact, he is willowing barley tonight at the threshing floor."
第三节，你要沐浴、抹膏、换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了，到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。路德说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Then it shall be, when he lies down, you shall take notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he'll tell you what you should do. And he said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do."
第六节，路德就下到场上，照他婆婆所吩咐他的而行。波阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就是睡在麦堆旁边。
So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her. And after Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came softly and covered his feet and lay down.
对不起，七节的后一半，路德便悄悄地来，掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下，他就说：“你是谁？”回答说：“我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近的亲属。”
Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet, and he said, "Who are you?" So she answered, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative."
第十节，波阿斯说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。”我实在是你一个至近的亲属，只是还有一人比我更近。你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。
Then he said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now it is true that I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you, as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning."
十四节，路德便在他脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候就起来了。波阿斯说：“不可使人知道有女子到场上来。”又对路德说：“打开你所披的外衣， 他打开了，伯阿斯就错了六簸箕大麦，帮他扛在肩上，他便进城去了。
So she lay at his feet until morning, and she arose before one could recognize another. Then he said, Do not let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. Also, he said, Bring the shawl that is on you and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 ephahs of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city.
16节，路德回到婆婆那里，婆婆说，女儿啊，怎么样了？路德就将那人向他所行的诉说了一遍，又说，那人给了我六簸箕大麦，对我说，你不可空手回去见你的婆婆。婆婆说，女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Is that you, my daughter? Then she told her all that the man had done for her. And she said, These 6 ephahs of barley he gave me, for he said to me, Do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law. Then she said, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们多次的讲到，
I have repeatedly mentioned to brothers and sisters,
在一个荒凉、黑暗又饥荒的一种的时代的里面，
In times of darkness, desolation, and famine,
神的儿女们要走出这样的光景，
For the children of God to escape that condition,
能够重新回到神旨意的路上，
That they can return back to the will of God anew.
路德记给我们四幅的图画，
the book of Ruth gave us these 4 pictures,
也给我们四个重要的原则，
and also delivered us 4 principles.
那么靠着这些原则，
by these 4 principles,
今天我们也可以逃脱整个一个荒凉的时代，
likewise today we can escape this desolate time,
能够重新回到神旨意的路上，
that we can return to the will of God anew.
所以我们深深的感觉，
so we deeply feel,
路德记对这个时代来讲是非常重要的启示。
That the book of Ruth is an important revelation during these
times. 所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look for God's mercy.
让我们能够借着主的话语的光。
That by the word of His, the light of His word.
能够逃脱很多的错误。
That we can escape many errors.
能够在主心意的路上，能够把它一直走到路中。
That we can walk upon God's will to the very end.
我们已经说过。路德记这四幅的图画，
We mentioned that these 4 pictures in the book of Ruth.
第一幅图画所给我们看见的原则，
The first picture that it depicts for us,
就是基督徒需要追求灵里面的饱足，
is that Christian must seek after satisfaction of the spirit.
我们知道只有灵里面的饱足才是真正的饱足，
and only the satisfaction of the spirit is genuine satisfaction.
因为我们一出生在这个世界，我们本来就是一个罪人，
because when we are born, we are born a sinner.
我们的灵是死的，
our spirit is dead.
所以我们只知道身体和魂的需要，
so we only know of our body and our soul's needs.
所以我们追求物质，追求精神，这是很自然的一个情况，
so we naturally seek after the physical and the psychological.
但是我们晓得在这个体和魂的这种追求的里面，
But as you seek after the needs of your body and soul,
只有给我们带来更空虚的感觉，
It would only give you a greater sense of emptiness.
你会感觉到今天人类的历史来到现今这个世代，
You would sense that in human history till now,
这个物质的东西已经是高涨了，
All these physical seeking is at its peak.
知识也是空前的发展，
And knowledge abound.
但是人类的心灵是空前的空虚啊。
But the hearts of men are empty like never before.
所以你看见人在地上呢，用各样犯罪的事物都不能满足。
So you see how men are not satisfied with all these pleasures of sin.
因为当初神造人的时候，
Because when God made man,
神不仅要供应我们身体的需要，供应我们魂的需要，
God not only supplied the needs of our body and our soul,
神更要供应我们灵的需要，
God wants to satisfy the needs of our spirit.
所以只有灵的满足才是真正的满足。
So only the satisfaction of the spirit is genuine satisfaction.
而这个灵的满足是只有基督能使我们满足的。
And only Christ can satisfy our spirit.
在基督之外，任何东西也不能满足这个灵。
Anything outside of Christ cannot satisfy our spirit.
所以希望我们的追求不要弄错了方向。
So let your pursuit be in the right direction.
我们不是借着外面的许多的活动，借着很多的知识，在这里追求主。
We are not seeking the Lord with outward activities or even knowledge.
我们是仰望圣灵解开主的话语。
We look to the Holy Spirit to open God's word to us.
把基督的丰富释放在我们的里面。
That Christ's abundance may be released in our lives.
叫我们真正灵里面得着满足。
That our spirits may truly be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
若不是灵里面真正的满足。
Unless you are satisfied in your spirit.
我们就是做基督徒。
Even if you're a Christian.
可能也只是做一个属世的基督徒。
You can be only an earthly Christian.
今天各道各处你就看见。基督徒跟世人没什么分别。
You see Christians everywhere just like unbelievers.
因为别人追求什么，我们一样追求什么。
What others seek after, we follow.
事实上，我们跟外邦人是完全不一样。
On the outward, we look exactly like unbelievers.
我们里面的灵是活的。
But our spirits are alive.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers
and sisters, 要回到神的心意的里面。
When you return to God's will,
第一件事情，我们的灵里面必须得着饱足。
The first thing is that your spirit must be satisfied.
我真是希望主的怜悯让我们能分辨这件事情。
I pray that God would have mercy on us so we can decipher what is good for us.
让我们基督徒个人的生活，
that in our personal
living, 整个的教会的聚会，
our corporate living,
都能被引到这条正路上面来。
That we would be ushered in the right way.
我们知道今天整个基督教在地上这个变动实在是太大。
We know that Christianity are tossed here and there in terms of doctrine.
仰望主的怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
所以路德记第一幅图画就提醒我们需要得着灵里面深处的满足。
So the first picture that the book of Ruth tells us is that we need to be satisfied in our spirit.
那么第二幅图画。
The second picture.
就告诉我们我们需要有正确的引导。
Tells us that we need correct guidance.
我们讲过这个引导有两面。
We mentioned that there are two types of guidance.
一面是圣灵的引导，神直接的引导。
First type is God Himself leading us by His
Holy Spirit. 另外一面，神也借着人在地上引导。
And secondly, God guides us through men.
但是无论是神的引导或人的引导。
Be it God's guidance or man's guidance,
这个正确的引导总是把我们带到神的旨意的里面。
The correct guidance would always lead you back to the will of God.
这个在路德记里面就是用波阿斯和他的田做代表。
In the book of Ruth, this is represented by Boaz and his field.
这个影射告诉我们讲到基督神的旨意是指的基督是主耶稣和他的教会所。
It's a type that God's will is Christ and the church.
凡是正确的引导都是把我们带到这个光景里面去。
The correct guidance will lead us to the right way.
除此之外都是错误的引导。
Anything outside of that guidance is incorrect guidance. We must escape from those things.
希望主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们短暂的一生的里面。
That in our short lives.
能够被引在正确的路上跟随主。
That we can be led in a right way to follow the Lord.
好叫我们的生命不浪费。
That our lives would not be wasted.
我们的时间不浪费。
That our times would not be wasted.
我们所有的殷勤努力都不浪费。
That our labor of diligence would not be wasted.
否则的话，弟兄姊妹，我们做的更多，只有更多浪费。
If not, the more you do, the more you waste.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
那么在路德记里面，很清楚地给我们看见。
In the book of Ruth, it clearly shows us that the correct guidance is very important.
那么今天我们来到了第三章。
Now we are at chapter 3.
那么第三章让我们看见什么呢？
What does chapter 3 show us?
我先把这个总的原则给弟兄姊妹交通一下。
I want to present to you the principle.
这个第三章呢，我们可以领会看见它讲到神圣的成全。
Chapter 3 speaks of the holy fulfillment. The divine fulfillment.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他就告诉我们神的工作只有神自己可以完成。
It shows us that God is the only one who can do his work.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为我们很有能力啊。
Do not think that you're very capable.
我们能为神做大功啊。
That you think you can do something great for God.
你想你能做多大的功啊？
What do you think you can do?
那么，我们用约翰所看见的异象说明一下，你就知道了。
Why don't I share with you what John saw?
启示录二十一章。
Revelations chapter 21
告诉我们
speaks to us
新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候
the new Jerusalem descend from heaven above
长和宽是一样的
the width is as great as its length
长宽高四千里
the width, the height and the depth are 4,000 cubits
cubic 是 cubits 吗这个四千中文的翻译是四千里
In the Chinese translation, it's 4,000
units. 即使是四千华里，那是不得了的一个大，对不对？
Even if it's a different unit of measure, it's still a great distance.
你想想看，你有多大的能力啊？
How great can you do?
你能建立起这么大的一座城吗？
Can you build such a great city?
弟兄姊妹，为什么神把这个意象摆在约翰的里面呢？
Why did God give John that great revelation?
这一方面告诉我们，将来神的工作完成的时候，是无比的伟大，无比的华丽。
Because God wants to reveal to John that God's work is so glorious.
因为是用宝石、金晶、珍珠把它建造起来的。
And it's made of precious stones.Pearl and gold.
这另外一面告诉我们
This also tells us
神的工作没有人能做的
No one can do the work of God.
今天我们愚昧啊，我们才觉得说我们可以为神来做什么
Today we're very foolish. We think that we can do something for God.
所以路德记第三章告诉我们
So the book of Ruth chapter 3 tells us
神的工作只有神自己能完成的
Only God can do the work of God.
啊如果是这样，弟兄姊妹，这样想你也很安息了，对吧
？If you think about it that way, then you are at rest.
你根本做不了。
Because there's nothing you can do.
那么，神要我们做什么呢
？So what does God want us to do?
因为我们是神的工作。
Because we are the work of God.
并且呢，在路德记里面告诉我们。
And the book of Ruth tells us.
他用了这个波阿斯的一个性格。
God used the character of Boaz
说明神工作的性格
to tell us the character of God when he does his work.
那里有一句话非常好
There is this phrase that's very good. The last verse.
他说因为那人今日不办成这事必不休息
For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
这说明什么我们神的工作呢他要不完成他不罢休的
It speaks of God's character that God will not give up unless it is finished.
所以我们的神一直做工到今天。
So God works until today.
他没有停止啊。
He would never stop.
今天我们有很多时候感觉说，哎呦，好像神都不做工，所以我来做。
Sometimes you feel, oh, God's not working, so I'm going to roll up my sleeves and do it myself.
弟兄姊妹们，神没有停止他的工作。
But brothers and sisters, God never stops working.
他既然定了这个旨意。
God set his will.
他是一定要达到这个旨意。
God will surely attain his will.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
That is our glorious hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
历世历代的工作都是神做的。
All the works in history, God did it all himself.
不是人做的。
It's not done by men.
即使人有时候跟神同工，显出了一点能力。
And yes, sometimes man co-works with God and manifests God's power.
那也是神做的。
But it's God at work.
感谢我们的神。
So we thank the Lord.
在神的旨意中，是他起头的，也是他继续的，也是他最后完成的。
In the work of God, He started it, He completes the process, and He presents the finished product.
所以在新约圣经里面，主耶稣啊宣告说，我是阿尔法，我是 Omega。
That's why Jesus declared that I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
我是起。初我是终
I'm the beginning and the end
从头到尾都是主做的
From the beginning to the end it's all God's work
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
这是一个非常重要的一个看见
This is a very important revelation
原则
A very important principle
啊，今天我们呢这个蒙召出来侍奉他
Today we're called to serve him
实在来讲主是在这里高抬我们
The Lord truly esteem us very highly.
啊，那么他要我们 成为侍奉的人，跟他一同服侍，成就他的工作。
He wants us to be a person of service to inherit that duty of service.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，这是都是神做的。
And it's all God's work.
所以我记得有一个年长弟兄做了一个很好的比方啊。
I remember this elderly brother made this very good parable.
这个做爸爸的看见个大桌子，他要搬那个桌子。
There's this father that was moving a table.
他的小孩跑来说：“爸爸，我来帮助你。”
And his little child came to him and said, "Daddy, let me help you."
爸爸心里很高兴，好啊。
And the father was very happy.
结果到最后呢，是爸爸把桌子连着小孩一起抬走。
And in the end, the father carried the table with the child lugging the legs of the table, hanging from the legs of the table.
在神的工作上，我们是无能的。
So likewise in our service, we're quite useless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，那么神怎样的要叫我们能够与他一同同工呢？
So how do we co-work with God?
这是我们今天在主跟前完全需要明白的事情。
This is what we need to understand before the Lord.
在路德记第三章的里面
，In Ruth chapter three,
很清楚讲到这个原则。
It speaks of this principle.
我想有很多读了路德记读到第三章的时候啊
，I see that when people read chapter three，
我们看见这个婆婆啊，给这个媳妇出了一个很奇怪的一个主意。
We see the mother-in-law gave the daughter-in-law some very bizarre ideas.
请弟兄姊妹记得，这个不是榜样啊，不能学的。
This is not an example for you to follow.
因为他在这里有属灵的含义要告诉我们。
Because there are some spiritual principles here behind the scenes.
我们看一开头，这个拿俄米就对路德说。
In the beginning, at the get-go, Naomi said to
我岂不是应该帮你呢？找一个安身之处嘛，使你享福。
Shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?
在这里，他对路德有进一步的一个引导。
So Naomi here has progressive revelations for Ruth.
这个安身之处啊
，this security
就是我们得安息、得保障的一个家。
It's a home where we can have rest and be satisfied.
那么我们知道今天呢，我们不仅有地上的家，我们还有神的家。
We know that we have our home on earth, but
we also have
God's home above. We became pilgrims on the way home.
我们其实是住在基督里。
We abide in Christ.
这是我们享福的地方。
That is where we enjoy.
这也是最稳妥的地方。
Our security and well-being.
所以主不仅成为我们安家的地方，主也成了我们的避难所。
So the Lord is not only our dwelling place; He is our refuge.
所以这个时候呢，这个拿俄米要为着路德呢，要寻着一个安身之处。
So Naomi is seeking security and a place of rest for Ruth.
因为在第二章里面呢，她看见路德跟波阿斯碰了面。
Because in chapter 2, Naomi realizes Ruth's encounter with Boaz.
所以因此呢，这个拿俄米里面呢，就兴起了一个感觉。
So there is this idea that stirred up in Naomi.
因为她知道这个波阿斯是他们的近亲。
She knows that Boaz is a close relative.
所以这里有一个机会。
So there is an opportunity here.
所以呢，这个拿俄米就开始想怎么样的来促成这件事情。
So Naomi is thinking, how can I accomplish this?
她也不仅知道波阿斯是亲戚。
She not only knows that Boaz is a close relative.
她好像呢也把这个波阿斯的行动啊什么都搞得很清楚。
She is very aware of Boaz's actions.
她知道今天晚上啊，她会在那个播麦场上面睡觉。
She knows that Boaz is threshing at the threshing floor tonight.
因为犹太人呢，他们都是白天收割啊。
Because for the Jews, they harvest in
the morning. 到了晚上的时候呢，因为有风了，他们就开始来播那个麦子。
And in the evening, the winds would blow, so it's time to thresh your grain.
就可以把这个麦子跟那些糠皮啊、这杂碎中通通分开来。
To separate the heads of grain from the chaff.
所以呢，他就知道波阿斯今天晚上一定会在那个地方。
So she knows that Boaz would be at the threshing floor.
那么弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters
我就说呢在路德记的故事的背后还有另外一幅的图画
So behind the story of Ruth there is another picture
那个图画包含着属灵的含义在里面
There is a spiritual principle therein
我们知道在新约圣经里面也讲到这个大卖场啊是我们主做工的地方
We know that in the New Testament it speaks of the field as a field of God's work
主要在他的场上呢那么把这个麦子跟糠皮分开来
You see the Lord would separate the wheat from the chaff
我们知道这个乃是讲到基督十字架的工作
It speaks of Christ's work of the cross
把那个有真正有生命的和没有生命的东西把它分开来
To separate what has life and what has no life
或者更进一步讲十字架把旧造跟新造分开来
Or in other words, the cross separates the old creation from the new creation
所以这个大麦场就是主工作的地方
So the threshing floor is the place where Christ is at work
那么圣经呢常常用犹太人的生活上的事情来说明一些的真理
So the scripture uses the daily living of the Jews to describe certain principles.
所以波阿斯有自己的农场，所以他有自己的播麦子的地方。
So Boaz has his own field, so he had his own threshing floor.
所以呢，他也知道这个波阿斯会躺卧在什么地方。
And she knew that Boaz would lie there.
那他就对路德说了。
So she said to Ruth.
你要沐浴，要抹膏。
So
take shower.
Wash yourself and anoint yourself.
然后呢，换上衣服。
Put on your best garment.
那么当然，这些都有属灵的含义在里面。
And of course, there are spiritual principles for these
actions. 当我们来亲近主的时候
，When we draw nigh to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要洁净自己的。
We need to cleanse ourselves.
我们要顺着膏油的。
We need to anoint ourselves.
我们需要预备自己的。
We have to prepare ourselves.
我们需要披上基督的。
We have to put on Jesus Christ.
今天我们实在在主的恩典中啊，我们享了很大的福气。
And truly, we're in Christ today. We are truly blessed.
我们好像任何时候都可以来到神的跟前。
At any time, we can come before the Lord Himself.
你知道古代这个祭司们要到会幕里去，那是很麻烦的一件事情。
You know, in the Old Testament times, for the priests to come into the tabernacle,
那个程序很复杂。
There are a lot of complicated procedures before they can do that.
要洗澡,
they have to take a bath, they have to anoint themselves.
你才能进到那个会幕里面去的。
Change your clothing and then you can enter the tabernacle.
当然这个呢就是说明我们需要分别为圣。
And that speaks of being consecrated.
并且是我们甘心情愿愿意做的一件事。
And it's something that we are willing to do ourselves.
所以呢，在这里，拿俄米就吩咐路德去这样做。
And Naomi commanded Ruth to take certain actions.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这个路德一点怀疑都没有。
Ruth did not hesitate at all.
她也没有问她的婆婆。
She didn't have any questions.
她说，那如果是我们的话，我们会问呐。
If it were us.
这是犹太人的规矩吗
？Is this Jewish traditions?
犹太人在摩西五经里面从来没有这种教导。
There are no such procedures in the book of Moses.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德非常的顺服。
Ruth obeyed so beautifully.
他说：“凡你所吩咐的
，All that you say to me，
我都去做。
I will do。”
哇，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们能顺服主，顺服到这样一个地步吗
？Would you obey the Lord to such an extent？
我们不要说人吩咐我们呢、啊，我们有时候抗拒；连主有时候吩咐我们，我们都要抗拒半天，对不对呢
？We're not talking about obeying men. Sometimes we have difficulties obeying the God that we serve.
所以，因此他就按照拿俄米所说的，他就预备好，就到这个场上去。
So Ruth did everything that Naomi asked her to do.
她到那里去的时候
，And when she was there，
那个果然波阿斯在那里。
Boaz was there.
圣经记载说，他吃喝完了，心里畅快。
It was exactly as Naomi said. After Boaz had eaten and drunk, he was happy and he lied down.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到这些话的时候啊，
and we read such things,
很容易让我们都联想起一些事情啊。
It reminds us of certain things.
他真是像我们的主一样，他遵行了神的旨意，心满意足啊，就是这个意思。
Just like Christ himself, after he fulfilled the will of God, he was satisfied.
然后呢，他就是睡在这个麦堆旁边。
And he lied down at the heap of grain.
在圣经的里面呢，
In scripture,
我们很清楚这个睡跟这个死是同义字。
We know that the verb to lie down is equivalent to the word to die.
所以常常圣徒死了，我们就说他睡了。
So when people die, we say they're asleep.
所以睡也是死。
So to lie down is to die.
感谢主啊，你知道神当初创造天地的时候啊，
When God created heavens and the earth,
这是神的定规。
That is a principle that he set.
有早晨有晚上。
There's morning and the evening.
所以每天都是这样。
And that was a day.
所以神造了人之后呢，
So after God created man,
白天做工，
you're to work in the day,
晚上就睡觉。
And you're to rest at night.
我想我们觉得我们作为人这个很自然嘛，到了晚上就睡觉了，对不对？
We think that's very natural when it's night we rest.
其实这个里面隐藏着一个很重要的一个意义在里面。
But there's a spiritual principle behind this.
这个睡就是死。
This resting, this lying down is to die.
早晨醒来就复活了。
When you wake up in the morning, that's resurrection.
所以神就叫我们天天呢，就是死一下，活一下，死一下，活一下，就这样。
So God asks us to daily, on a daily basis, to wake up, to die, and to resurrect, and to die, and to resurrect again.
所以你知道我们今天这些人啊，对不起，不是讲你啊，这个我们这些人呢，现在因为有时候这个生活情况的一些改变啊。
Sometimes when we go through certain stresses.
我们说变成了该睡时候不睡，不该睡时候他又睡了。
You fall asleep when you shouldn't, and you wake when you should be sleeping.
这个不正常了，对不对？
And that's not normal.
啊，到了晚上睡不着了。
So when you're lying down on your bed at night, you cannot sleep.
就好像基督徒说，你该死他又不死了。
So likewise, for a Christian, you should die, but you didn't.
该活他又不活了。
And to resurrect, you didn't.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神其实借着我们的生活，天天在提醒我们，你知道吗？
So by our daily living, God is reminding us.
这是十字架的原则。
This is the principle of the cross.
死于生，死于生。
To die and to live, to die and to live.
这个波阿斯就到了那个大麦堆旁边，他就睡了。
So Boaz lied down at the end of the heap of grain.
睡在哪里呢？
And where did he lie down?
睡在一个麦堆的旁边。你看这个真的是特别啊。
At the end of the heap of grain, isn't that special?
哇，这就想让我们想起约翰福音里面的话。
It reminds us of the Gospel of John.
那一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就人就是一粒，对不对？
Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone.
若死了，就结出什么？许多的籽粒出来。
But if it dies, it becomes many grains.
所以这个就告诉我们，主的死啊，带进一个丰盛、惊人的效果。
So here it speaks of the death of Christ ushering in this great abundance.
一个麦堆，你看，波阿斯躺在这个麦堆旁边。
You see how Boaz lie down at the end of the heap of grain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
圣经呢、啊，用这些故事啊。常常是对我们要说另外一个属灵的含义。
So scripture tells us certain stories to reveal to us the spiritual principles at the back of it.
对，路德就照着她婆婆的吩咐。
So Ruth followed the advice of Naomi.
就偷偷的跑到她的脚前，把她的那个背掀起来，就钻在里面。
So Ruth went quietly and uncovered his feet and lied down.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and
sisters, 这个当时啊是事实上的一个故事，对吧？
This is a true story back then.
但是圣灵记载这些东西的时候啊，
But when the Holy Spirit documented this in Scripture,
因为这个故事的背后包含了属灵的经历的原则在里面。
This incident has a spiritual principle
behind it. 真是何等的奇妙。
It has a wonderful spiritual meaning.
就是因为这个故事有这个价值，所以他把它记载在里面。
Because it has spiritual value, therefore the Holy Spirit documents this for us.
如果我们不懂得这个属灵的含义啊，
If you do not understand this spiritual meaning,
我们光看这个故事可能会错误的领会啊。
If you only read the surface facts, you would be misled.
因为这种的做法，这个神从来没有教导过的，对不对？
Because this teaching is foreign in the Word of God.
这么奇怪的一个思想。
It's a very interesting idea.
哎呀，因为正好符合了什么？符合了以后主耶稣在救恩中所要完成的一些事情。你看。
And it's completely compatible with the salvation that Christ would accomplish.
所以呢，这个路德躺在这个波阿斯的那个脚前。
So Ruth was lying at the feet of Boaz.
这个就说明什么呢？
What does that mean?
说明基督徒与基督同死。
It speaks of our death with Christ.
你看，在加拉太书第二章二十节里面是吧？
In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
啊，那里讲说，因为我们与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。他这个躺在那里，躺在主所躺在的地方，那就是与他同钉。
When she lay down where Boaz was, she was crucified with Christ.
并且他是在暗中的。
And it's all done in silence.
所以这说明什么呢？说明我们个人和主之间的一个秘密啊。
It speaks of our secret fellowship with Christ.
我们暗中在追求那个不为人知的那个与主同死的经历。
We seek the experience of our co-death with Christ apart from the knowledge of men.
所以这里就告诉我们，主在哪里死，我们也在哪里死。
So here it speaks, where the Lord dies, there we will die as well.
你知道这个对基督徒的经历来讲是非常重要的。
You see, this is a very important spiritual experience for us.
啊，基督徒圣经里面记载的有很多的德性美德要显出来。
There are a lot of characteristics that a Christian must exhibit.
啊，比方说一个人脾气很大。
If you have a bad temper.
在信主了之后呢。
After you believe in the Lord.
老发脾气，这个基督徒老发脾气也不像样，对不对？
You cannot continue to have temper tantrums, right?
所以很多基督徒开始，好了，从现在开始就不要发脾气了。
So a lot of Christians say, from this day onward, I will not have temper tantrums.
忍住吧。
I'm going to hold it in.
哦，忍啊，忍的。
I'm going to hold it in as best as I can.
你想这个人好吗？
Is that a good thing?
这个忍到最后呢，心脏不好了。
So if you hold on to it for too long, then you have a heart attack.
因为你一直在用自己的力量在忍。
Because you're doing of your own strength.
所以一个丈夫啊就是这样，那么对妻子忍呢。
So there's this husband that said he would keep his temper in against his wife.
忍到最后忍不住了。
And to the very end, he couldn't take it anymore.
所以有天就爆炸了。
And then it all blew up one day.
他说：“你知不知道我忍耐你七年？哇，这个。”
He said to his wife, "Do you know that I've withheld my temper from you for 7 long years?"
所以这个忍耐最后不成功。
So he failed in his holding his temper up.
所以基督徒靠着涵养，靠着自己的道德观念，那个不是真实。
So a Christian cannot be Christ-like with his behavior and his self-effort.
所以基督徒需要有对的死。
So Christians must die in the right way.
你不能说，哎呀，碰见这个事情呢，好吧，我自认吃亏了。
So you can't encounter something and say, okay, I'm willing to suffer loss.
愤愤不平，对不对？
But you're boiling inside.
你知道吧，真正的死就没有反应了。
The genuine death, that one example of genuine death is that you do not have any feelings inside.
No reaction.
No reaction inside.
你跑到殡仪馆去，你去骂那个死人呢，他不会有反应的。
If you yell at a corpse, that corpse would not respond to you.
因为那个真死了。
Because that person died.
所以凡是用你自己的克制的肉体的克制的用所谓的涵养的事情，那么来表现的弟兄姊妹都是假死。
So if you try to hold back something by your self-effort or by the way that you're groomed, that would fail you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他为我们死了。
He died for us.
这个死对我们基督徒败坏的天性来讲是一个大的释放，你知道吧？
This death, it's a great release for us.
你真正经历了基督的那个死。
You truly experience the death of Christ.
你会发现这些外面的事物无法刺激你的。
You would come to realize that nothing can cause you to react.
所以在新约时代中，
so in the New Testament,
在主的救恩里面，我们知道，
we know that in God's salvation,
十字架最大的经历是死，
The greatest experience of the cross is death.
而最大的效果是复活。
And the greatest result is resurrection.
所以没有死就没有复活。
If there's no death, there's no resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹们感谢主，主死的时候我们就已经与他同钉十字架。
We thank the Lord when Christ died, we have been crucified with him.
这是一个事实。
That is a reality.
但是今天你怎么样把这个事实引到你的生活实际里面呢？
So how do you take that reality into your daily living?
这乃是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以罗马书第八章十三节非常的宝贵。
So in Romans 8,Verse 13, it tells us,
他告诉我们，我们靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
So, by the Holy Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the flesh.
所有的真理的经历都是圣灵引进去的。
All of your spiritual experiences were led, became a reality by the Holy Spirit in your life.
因为只有真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
Because only the Spirit of Truth can lead you into that experience.
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹有这个经历。
I know that you know what I'm talking about.
在我们的实际的生活的经历里面。
In our practical daily living.
当我们遇见很多不平的事情。
When we see many injustice.
遇见很多难处的时候。
When we encounter difficulty.
这个死把我们带进安息的里面。
This death ushers us into this.
真是何其宝贵啊。
State of peace. It's truly precious.
路德悄悄地躺在这个波阿斯睡的地方。
So Ruth went quietly and lied down where Boaz was.
就说明他经历就是基督的那个同死的经历。
That speaks of her experience with the death of Christ.
那么这个波阿斯睡了晚上睡了一半，忽然发现这个脚底下有个人。
And in the middle of the night, Boaz realized that there's someone lying at his feet.
他这里说忽然惊醒。
And he was startled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们早晨已经讲过。
This morning we mentioned.
如果今天我们基督徒在地上做些事情呢，能够引起主的注意，那是大事情。
So if Christians today can do something on earth that God takes notice of, that is a great thing.
任何基督徒
Any Christian.
只要你经历十字架的死
As long as you experience the death of the cross.
都一定会引起主的注意
God would take notice of that for sure.
所以今天我们要背着十字架跟从主啊
So today when we carry our cross.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你看，如同斯提凡一样的。
Just like Stephen.
斯提凡最后我们看见他被人家用石头打死。
In the end, he was stoned to death.
他那个表现完全像主耶稣啊。
And his reaction was completely Christ-like.
主啊，不要，神啊，不要把这个罪归在他们身上。
He knelt down and prayed, Lord, do not count this against them.
所以就在他死的时候。
And when he died.
死之前，他眼睛得开。
Stephen's eyes were open.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
人子站在神的宝座的右边。
The Son of God standing at the right hand of God.
这什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
你们记得门徒们吗？
Do you remember the disciples?
他们在橄榄山上看见主耶稣升天的时候啊。
When they saw the Lord taken up to heaven.
他们只看见主升到云端就看不见。
They saw the Lord risen to the clouds and they could not see anymore.
但是呢，斯提凡居然看见主在宝座的右边呢。
But Stephen saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
主站在宝座的右边。
And he was standing at the right hand of the throne of God.
因为斯提凡的死。
Because Stephen's death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让主的心受感动。
Truly touched the heart of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道他死的时候很悲惨。
We know that he died a brutal death.
耶路撒冷有那么多的弟兄姊妹。
There are so many brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
但是没有一个人站在他的旁边。
No one was beside him.
那时候使徒们都还在那里。
The apostles were all still alive.
没有一个人站在他的旁边。
But none of them stood aside him.
单独一个人为主殉道。
Only one person was martyred.
所以这种死啊。
So that death.
会惊动主的。
Would cause God to take notice.
就好像在这里，波阿斯忽然惊醒。
It's just like Boaz here; he was startled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以，任何一个圣徒。
any saint,
在遇见任何一件事情上，
when whatever they encounter,
能够经历与主同死，
whenever they experience the co-death with Christ,
这是主心中非常宝贝的一件事情。
God surely cherishes that.
所以呢，波阿斯一惊喜说，是谁呀？问什么人？
Boaz was startled. He said, "Who are you?"
哦，路德马上讲，他说我是你的婢女路德。
She answered, "I am Ruth."
他说因为你是我一个至亲的人。
Your maidservant.
所以我才这样做。
You are close relatives. That's why I'm doing this.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们也许会问呢，当初为什么这个波阿斯自己没有提出来呢？
How come Boaz didn't initiate any of this?
啊，因为这里有一个很重要的原因啊。
There is a very good reason.
因为波阿斯知道还有一个人比他更亲。
Because Boaz knows that there is a relative closer than him.
所以他还不够资格去提这个。
So Boaz cannot initiate.
因为按照当时犹太人的规矩啊。
Because according to Jewish tradition back then.
以利米勒死了，那个他的儿子也死了。
After Elimelech died and his sons died,
这个波阿斯应该尽他的责任，把这个路德娶来的。
Boaz ought to marry Ruth and fulfill his duties.
所以波阿斯没有做，因为还有人比他更近。
Boaz didn't do any of that because there's someone closer to that position still.
所以呢，这个拿俄米呢，就推他一把，帮助他一下。
So Naomi gave him a shove and initiated this.
所以波阿斯一知道是路德。
When Boaz noticed that it's Ruth,
并且路德谦卑地求他用他的衣服遮盖他。
And Ruth asked humbly, "Take your maidservant under your wing."
这里给我们看见路德虽然是卑微的，但是他有权力的，因为他们有亲属的关系。
Although Ruth was very humble, she had a right because he is a close relative.
所以呢，波阿斯不仅没有责备他。
So Boaz did not scold her.
那波阿斯在那里大大的称赞她。
Instead, he praised her.
他说：“你幕后的恩要比先前更大。”
For you have showed more kindness at the end than at the beginning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒啊，
For a Christian,
如果懂得十字架并且与主同死的道理，
If he or she understands the death of the cross,
这是一个蒙大恩的一件事情。
And the co-death of Christ, this is a great blessing.
我在过去的这几十年的侍奉里面，
In my past several dozen years of service,
也经历无数的一些的难处。
I encountered many difficulties.
有的难处呢，都是不合理的难处。
And there are many difficulties that are very unjust.
是会叫人的血气肉体呢被激发起来的。
Will cause you to react in your flesh.
但是如果那个时候我用我天然的这个智慧，用天然的力量去反击的话呢？
But if I respond according to my natural flesh,
那一定造成聚会里面很大的一个波动和难处的。
I will cause great chaos in the assembly.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
基督的死。
The death of Christ.
那么在我遇见这些重大难处时候，给我带来的福气实在是何其大。
Ushered in great blessings for me when I encountered those trying difficulties.
很多难处不仅被带过去了。
Not only that brought me over these difficulties.
并且使教会中充满神的祝福。
And usher in blessings from God instead.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上我们需要学习与主同死。
In our service, we need to learn co-death with Christ.
啊，在生活里面也是学习与主同死。
In our daily living, we need to learn to die with Christ.
啊，这个死对我们来讲绝不是一件吃亏的一件事情。
This dying with Christ is not a matter for us to suffer loss.
所以有时候我们处理一点家庭的问题啊。
Sometimes we have family problems.
我常常跟这些夫妻讲，
I always tell couples,
我们说你不要争了，
don't fight.
谁先死谁先赢，
whoever dies first wins first.
他们说是这样吗？
Oh, is that how it works?
本来是我要他死的，
I want him to die.
啊，什么现在要我死啊？
Why is it that I need to die first?
我说对了，
I said,
你先死你就赢了。
If you die first, then you win the fight.
弟兄姊妹，如果这一面死了，那一面也发挥不出什么东西来了，
If
对不对？
one party dies, then the other party has no one to fight
这个实在是一个可以实行的真理啊。
This is a principle, a truth
that can be... 当然你光知道道理是不行的。
worked out.
你要仰望主的灵在你里面引导你。
But don't just know it up here. Let the Holy Spirit lead you into that reality.
哎呀，太多次经过这些环境的时候，主给我们里面有很大的帮助。
And many times the Lord helped me when I'm willing to die.
举一个例子说明一下。
Let me give you an example.
有一次一个比我年轻的弟兄，年轻多了一个弟兄。
And there's this brother that's much younger than me.
哇，他跑来责备我。
He came to give me a hard time.
当着我的面，讲了很多。
And he scolded at me and criticized me.
啊，讲的时候呢，当然我听这些话，我心里面是很不舒服的。
And when I heard those words, I was truly hurt inside.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，就在那个当口上。
At that critical moment.
圣灵把我带进基督的死里面。
The Holy Spirit took me to the place of the death of Christ.
我坐在他面前，我觉得他好像是讲别人，不是讲我嘞。
When I was sitting before him, I felt that he was talking about someone else and not me.
我连脸色都没有变的。
I didn't even change my facial expressions.
哇，我里面充满了安息。
I was filled with peace inside.
我还可以用好话劝他呢。
I can even use nice words to exalt him.
后来我跟他讲。
And then I said.
我说弟兄啊，你如果在这里聚会，你觉得我很为难，是你的为难，对不对？
So brother, if you fellowship here and you think that I am the source of your difficulties.
我说这个聚会很多嘛，地上基督教的聚会很多。
There are many assemblies everywhere here.
你就找着你喜欢的，你就去好了嘛。
Why don't you find assemblies that suit your tastes and you can go there?
他看我呢这么温温和和的讲啊。
And he sensed that I have a good attitude.
很凶的，很凶的那个脸呢。
At the beginning, he was very angry.
忽然他脸也翻过来了。
And then he calmed down.
他就笑着跟我讲，他说不不不，他说我看还是你懂得教会。
And then he said, no 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 no, I think you know something about the church.
这位弟兄一直到今天都跟我们在一起。
And that brother is still with us to this day.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
这
是你可以运用的一个真理。
This is a truth that you can execute.
所以保罗在哥林多后书里面特别讲这个。
So Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians.
他说我们身上带着耶稣的死。
We carry the death of Christ.
死在我们身上发动。
Death is at work in us.
生就在别人身上发动。
But life is at work in you.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是真正的侍奉。
That is true service.
啊，所以神今天要我们来与他同工啊。
So today God wants us to co-work with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能做什么呢？
What can we do?
啊，我们能做一件最好的事情。
The best thing that we can do.
就是你向自己死。
Is to die to yourself.
这是最好的服侍。
That is the best service.
啊，因为什么呢？
Why?
你死了，神就做工了。
Because when you die, God can work.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
所以，波阿斯就对路德说。
So Boaz said to Ruth.
我必照着你所讲的行。
I will do for you all that you request.
所以这就说明，如果我们肯死，主就肯做。
So if you're willing to die, then God will work.
我刚刚讲了，神的工作那么大，谁能做呢？
God has such a great work. Who can do it?
但是神今天拉我们来与他同工。
But God dragged us into His work.
原来我们在这个工作上面呢，就是要学习经历怎样死。
Our work is to learn to experience His death.
我觉得今天呢，侍奉主的人真正懂得这个道理的人没有几个。
I sense that amidst the co-workers of God, not many understood this principle.
到处看见的侍奉都是争强斗胜。
In service everywhere, I see fights and...
你比我强，我比你更强。
Quarrelings, I'm better than you at this and that.
都是要用压倒人的方式的。
They want to overcome other people.
我们用这个肉体的情况能服侍什么？
So fleshly, how can you serve the Lord in that regard?
你只有向自己死了，神才能做工。
Just die to yourself and then God can work.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在教会的工作上，
In the work of the church,
最聪明的工作，
The smartest work,
就是引进神进来做工。
Is to let God do His work.
我们能把神的工作引进来，这是你的好本事啊。
When you can usher in the work of God, that is your work.
你怎么能把神的工作引进来呢？
How can you usher in the work of God?
你就必须经历十字架的死。
You have to experience the death of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们死得越透，神的工作就做得越深。
The greater death that you die, the more work God can do.
所以我们看见教会历史上。
So we see in church history, 很多的弟兄姊妹们，他们对教会能够产生非常大的影响。A lot of brothers and sisters can cause a great impact in the house of God.
这还不是靠他们外面的恩赐、他们的才干、他们的知识。
It's not by their power or their talents or their wealth.
乃是因为什么？他们学习十字架死的功课。
But because they learn the lesson of the death of the cross.
我最近呢，想起这个尼托森弟兄啊。
Recently, I thought about Brother Watchman.
当然，我们不是跟从他的。
Of course, we don't follow him.
但是呢，他有些的经历实在是很宝贵。
But there are some of his experiences that are truly precious to us.
我们常常有时候大家说，哎呀，现在你对青年弟兄姊妹们服侍啊，你要用他们的言语，用他们的 language， 对不对
？So when you co-work with the young brothers and sisters, you have to speak their lingo.
啊，我们有中间很多年轻人说跑到我们中间听，一听到这个太深奥，这个是给 adults， 不是给 young people， 不要听。
Sometimes when people speak, the young people think, oh, that's a message for adults, it's not for young people, so they don't accept it.
所以我们带领青年弟兄姊妹的人呢，也有这么一个一种的思想，就是说呢，要迁就他们，按照他们的言语和方式。
So when we serve young people, we have to use their language to accommodate to their needs.
我这次在新加坡，我就对弟兄姊妹说。
In Singapore, I said to the brothers and sisters.
我说你知道吗
？Do you know?
我们上当了。这个说法是不对的。
We're caught because that is wrong.
我就给他们举例子。
I gave them an example.
你看尼弟兄得救是几岁？十九岁得救的。
You know Watchman Nee was saved when he was 19.
我不知道他什么时候碰见了何素文教师。
I do not know when he met Margaret.
恐怕二十岁出头。
Perhaps in his early 20s.
那么按我们今天想的，这个二十岁这个年轻人，哎呀，这么年轻，那么给他讲一点什么纪要真理啦，什么浅浅道理，对不对
？You would think that, oh, you know, someone young in his early 20s, I'll just share some basic truths with you.
不
，No.
何素文教授就把宾路易师母的书给他读啊。
Margaret Barber lent him books from
Jesse Ken Lewis
to let him learn the lessons of the cross.
所以你弟兄二十三岁。就开始写《属灵人》这本书了。
So that's how Watchman Nee wrote The Spiritual Man when he was 23.
若不是何素文教师这么样的训练他
，If Margaret Barber did not train him that way，
他写得出来吗
？He couldn't have written such a book.
今天我们如果拿青年聚会，我们说拿宾路易师母的书来，就有大家说哦，这个书太深了，我们不能读啊。
So if you present the writings of Jesse Penn Lewis to young people today, the young people would step back and said, this is too hard for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们忽略了一件事情。
We ignored this one thing.
属灵的事情是神的事情。
Spiritual things are the things of God.
不是人的事情。
Not the things of men.
今天你我得救其实都是神的工作，你知道吗
？Today we're saved because it's the work of God himself.
你有哪一个人是真正听福音，把福音的道听懂了，才信的呢？
Which of you are saved because you understood the gospel when
you heard it? 你今天要叫我讲我当初得救我是怎么样生命进到我里面的，我讲不出来。
Even for me, I couldn't explain to you how the life entered into my heart way back then.
我还记得那个时候是谁传福音。
Yes, I remember the person who preached the gospel to me.
但他现在讲什么我忘记了。
But I forgot what he said.
但是我得救了。
But I was saved.
这是圣灵的工作。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，有很多时候是没有什么理由可说的。
There are no reasons that I can tell you.
今天我们在侍奉上必须对神有信心。
So today in our service, we must have faith in God.
所以年轻人是可以懂得属灵的事情的。
So the young people can understand spiritual things.
所以这些年我在青年弟兄姊妹中，我也照样讲这些东西。
So even for the young people, I share the same message today.
感谢主啊
！We thank the Lord.
啊，我们看见很多年轻弟兄姊妹们现在他们对属灵的深奥的东西有非常好的反应。
Today the young people have such a great appetite for spiritual things.
我在西雅图带一个追求啊，是我们完全不顾弟兄姊妹的这个程度，我们是把弟兄姊妹往那个深处带的。
In Seattle, I gave them deep spiritual truths regardless of the stage of the audience.
哇，我们有一二十个青年弟兄姊妹，他们欢喜参加这个聚会。
And there are dozens of young people that attend those meetings.
啊，甚至他们说，哇，不要听翻译，我们就直接听，你看多好。
And some of them said, oh, we don't need interpreters, we'll just listen to the speaker ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果侍奉主没有信心，你就不要做。
If you don't have faith to serve the Lord, then don't do it.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，十字架的真理是非常非常的宝贵的。
So the truth of the cross is very precious.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look to God's mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在侍奉上。
In service.
最重要的经历。
The most important experience.
是向自己死。
Is to die to yourself.
这样就让神能够做工。
Then God can work.
把神的工作引进来。
Then you can usher in the work of God.
神的祝福就来到了。
Then God's blessings would be here.
所以我从年轻时我就常常提醒自己，也鼓励一些侍奉主的弟兄姊妹。
Ever since I was young, I always remind myself and the brothers and sisters.
什么叫侍奉啊？
What is service?
侍奉不是神拉你来光做事。
Service is not just doing things for God.
不是，神是拉把你拉到事情里面，让你学功课的。
But it's God dragging you into a situation for you to learn a
lesson. 你想我们在座很多服事的弟兄姊妹，你是不是学了很多功课？
For the brothers and sisters who serve, have you learned many lessons?
是神用这些事情来做你的。
God is raising circumstances to train you.
所以这个服事才有真价值。
So this service is quite interesting.
其实呢。一切神的工都是神自己做的。
God's work is truly done by God Himself.
这么多年过来了。
For so many years.
我越过越感觉到我没有做什么。
I truly felt that I really done nothing.
今天在弟兄姊妹中看见是神的工作。
I see in the midst of brothers and sisters, it is God at work.
所以如果我们能向自己死。
If we can die to ourselves.
神自然在聚会中会显明出来。
Then life would be manifested in the congregation.
因为这是神的法则。
Because that's God's principle.
所以呢，这个路德呢，跑到这个大麦场上，躺在波阿斯的脚下。
So Ruth went to the threshing floor and lied down at Boaz's feet.
这个故事说明了一个很重要的一个真理。
This story depicts for us a very important spiritual principle.
今天我们面临着一个非常混乱的时代。
Today we face a very mingled and troubled time.
我们知道很多人呢天天动脑筋怎么样来解决这些问题。
We know that minds are spinning to solve many problems.
哇，今天在那个基督教书房里面一大堆这些解决问题的书。
In Christian bookstores, there are all these books that can help you to solve certain problems.
其实呢，我们回到圣经里面看就很简单。
But if you go back to scripture, it's very
simple. 如果你回归到十字架的这个根基上去。
If you go back to the principle of the cross.
有什么问题呢？
There are no problems left.
夫妻问题很简单。
Problems between man and wife.
教养儿女的问题也很简单。
Problems about raising your children.
在教会中侍奉的问题也很简单。
Problems about service at church, they're all very simple.
因为你一个人向自己死还有什么难处呢？
Because once you die to yourself, there's no problems left.
但是我们的问题麻烦就是我们不肯死啊。
But the problem is you're not willing to die.
我们天天努力都是叫别人死。
We try very hard to make others die.
天天就改变别人。
Change other people.
我常常有时候听见我们的服侍的弟兄姊妹讲，没问题，这个我来，你来干嘛
？I always hear responsible brothers saying, "Okay, this is no problem. Let me handle it."
因为他觉得他有本事可以去改变人。
Because he thinks he can do something.
我们常常站在一个教师的地位上。
We always stand at the position of a teacher.
不，弟兄姊妹。
But no.
这事情来了，你要向自己死。
But when circumstances come, you need to die.
在过去啊，在运用这个基督的死上面。
In the past, when I speak about the death of Christ,
我觉得主让我能够蒙福运用的最好的一个方式。
The greatest way for me to experience that.
就是很多事情来的时候啊，我变成 no reaction.
Is whenever circumstances arise, I have no reaction.
你如果会懂得运用这个原则。
If you understood that principle.
你会避开很多很多的难处。
That would save you many problems and troubles.
所以弟兄姊妹们，十字架是一个奥秘的经历。
So the cross is a mystical experience.
因为只有这个是神的工作。
Because it's the work of God.
所以今天我们只有在这个点上跟从主的带领。
Because we can only follow the Lord in this way.
能让神出来做工。
Let God work.
你知道很多时候工作上面出现的难处都是因为我们出来了。
A lot of problems in service happen because ourself came out.
所以这个故事真的是讲到一个非常重要的一个经历。
tells us of a very important experience.
那么这个波阿斯被惊醒了。
So Boaz was startled and
woke up. 那么也给了路德了应许。
And he gave a promise to Ruth.
但他说你要躺下，要直到天亮。
Lie down until morning.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个也有一个重要的意义在里面。
There is a wonderful meaning behind this.
这说明呢，十字架的经历呢，是从夜晚一直到天亮，一直到主回来，这是我们一生的功课要学的。
The lesson of the cross is the lesson of a lifetime until Christ comes back.
然后到了早晨呢，人还不能分辨认识的时候呢，就赶快走，不要让人家知道。
And before one could recognize another, you have to leave.
所以十字架的经历认真讲是人与主之间的一个秘密。
So in other words, the lesson of the cross is between you and the Lord and no one else.
别人知不知道不要紧的。
No one else should know.
也不可以去宣扬的。
You need not to broadcast it.
啊，你不能一天到晚让人家看见你受苦啊，你背十字架的。
You can't let other people know that, oh, I suffer daily.
我们常常有时候背十字架就怕人家不知道，对不对？
Sometimes when we carry the cross, we broadcast it to everyone.
人家一看你的脸色就知道你在背十字架。
And when people read your face, they know that you're bearing the cross. 不需要
这样。
There's no need to do that.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 这是我们跟主之间的一个秘密，你知道吗？
This is our personal encounter with the Lord himself.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着路德的这个举动啊，
because of Ruth's actions,
那么让波阿斯的心非常的欢喜。
Boaz was truly happy.
所以趁着还没天亮的时候，给他弄了六簸箕的大麦。
So before sunrise, he measured 6 ephahs of barley and laid it on her.
哇，这个路德真的是很有力气，很会背啊。
And Ruth was a strong woman. She knows how to carry things.
那么这就说明他。这说其实意思是这个死带来了丰富的收成。
In other words, death ushers in this great abundance.
所以你今天如果与基督同死，
so if you die with Christ today,
下面一定会有丰盛的收成的。
Abundance would follow.
我们信这个话吗？
Do you believe it?
啊，很多时候我们把它当作道理，对不对？
We treat it as doctrine.
不。No, 我说这是实行的真理。
This is a practical truth.
非常非常的宝贵。
It's very precious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以呢，这个路德欢欢喜喜的背着六簸箕的大麦回去了。
So Ruth carried like that 6 ephahs of barley happily home.
哇，我看那个，拿俄米可能整夜都没睡。
I guess that Naomi didn't sleep that night.
她一回来说，哎，怎么样了？事情怎么样了？
When she saw Ruth return, she said, "Hey, how did it go?"
非常的挂心这个路德啊。
She thought about Ruth the whole night.
路德就把这个事情告诉她。
And Ruth told her the story.
哎呀，这个拿俄米的这个信心就被完全被激发出来了。
And Naomi's faith was completely revived.
她说好，你只管安坐等候。
Good, sit still, my daughter.
那人既若不办成这事，绝不休息。
For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个向着自己死啊，
When you die to yourself,
不仅能带进丰富的一个结果，
Would not only usher in this great abundance.
我刚刚讲的最重要就是我们里面能够享受安息。
The most important thing is that you yourself experience peace within.
我越来越感觉到啊，
I always felt
在今天这个末后的时代，
that in these last days,
在我们的生活里面，
in our daily living,
这个安息是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This rest is very important.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你安息吗？
Are you at rest?
你看我们常常都是很焦虑，对不对？
We're always worrying.
哇，我们的思想飞扬得很厉害。
Our minds are spinning all the time.
一点点的小事出来了。
Small things that come up.
我们就翻腾得很厉害。
We're all excited
and driven. 所以现在失眠的人也很多啊。
And there are a lot of people with insomnia these days.
因为这个思想一直都在翻动。
Because the minds couldn't stop spinning.
弟兄姊妹们，这些忧虑常常搅扰着我们，
These worries
叫我们的生活里面一点的安息都没有，
disturb us and takes rest from us.
我们唱有首诗歌，
There's this hymn that we sing.
这个是 Terstegen 弟兄写的，
Terstegen wrote that hymn.
他是一个非常敬虔的一个弟兄。
He is a very reverent man.
非常的爱主。
He loved the Lord so much.
我们读他的传记的时候发现，哇，他在当代真的很被主用。
And he was greatly used by the Lord in his age.
弟兄姊妹很喜欢听他讲道。
Brothers and sisters loved his message.
他们到处追着听他讲道。
They chased after him wherever he goes.
哎呀，所以他累得不得了。
So he's very tired.
所以有一次他就想啊，哎呀，这个怎么办呢？
So he thought to himself one day what to do.
他就说我想我一个人偷偷摸摸到乡下去休息去好。
So let me escape to the rural places and take a break.
所以他就跑到一个乡下的一个地方去住。
So he quietly escaped to a rural village.
啊，他以为这下都没有人知道。对不对？
He thought that he was there all by himself.
哎呀，第二天早晨睡得很好，起来了。
And then the next day he woke up.
他把那个窗户一打开。
When he opened the window.
想着呼吸新鲜空气。
He wanted to take a breath of fresh air.
结果一打开吓他一跳啊。
And when he opened the window, he was shocked.
6000多个弟兄姊妹站他那个窗户口。
6000 brothers and sisters stood at the window.
他说弟兄我们要听你讲道。
He said, brother, we want a message from you this morning.
你看他一个人呢想跑到那个乡下去想要休息都没得休息啊。
So he wanted to take a break in the village and he couldn't do that.
这个弟兄啊实在是一个追求内在生命的一个人。
Our brother seeks that inner life within.
他那个诗歌里面很好。
He wrote this wonderful hymn. There's this phrase.
他说求主给我无上之助。帮助无上的帮助。
May the Lord grant me abundant help from above.
救我脱离无用之虑忧虑。
That would help me to rise above those needless worries.
你知道我们有很多时候的忧虑都是无用之虑啊。
A lot of our worries are completely unnecessary.
哎呀，我们这个堕落的人呢，我们这个魂很麻烦的。
Our fallen souls are very troublesome.
一点点事情忧虑忧虑忧虑啊。
A little thing would cause us to have great anxiety. 所
以你看这个时代啊，这个躁郁症呢，忧郁症很多啊。
You see how a lot of people have depression these days.
为什么呢？就是忧虑过度，你知道吗？
Because they worry so much.
胜不过了。
They couldn't overcome it.
结果把自己的脑子也破坏掉。
And they wreck their mind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神给人的一个大的福气。
Rest is the greatest blessing.
你记得吗？神创造天地六天。
When God created the heavens and the earth,
然后到第七天就安息了，对不对？
He rested on the seventh day. Remember?
神是要引我们进入安息的。
God wants us to enter into His rest.
啊，我们人呢就不知道什么时候遵行呢？一天有一个礼拜有七天，嗯，这谁定规的？
And who set the rule that there are 7 days in a week?
礼拜天是安息的休息的日子。
Sunday is a day of rest, the Sabbath day.
哎呀，我们真的是人呢，活在地上真是很可怜呢。
It's such a pitiful life that we live today.
有时候我们讲，哎呦，生活太忙碌了，跑去这个去旅行吧。
Oh, we're so busy. We're going to go on vacation now.
哎呀，旅行也是一路上忧虑。
And you worry on your entire vacation.
根本放松不了。
You can't even relax.
所以希伯来书告诉我们。
So the book of Hebrews tells us.
只有主耶稣才是我们真正的安息。
Only Christ is our true rest.
你活在基督里，你才真正的安息。
If you live in Christ, then you have that rest.
如果你能进入基督的死，那么你就更安息。
If you enter into the death of Christ, then you have that deeper rest.
哎，这个道理很容易啊。
This is a very simple.Truth.
弟兄姊妹，我也学了几十年了。
And I learned this for several dozen years.
常常有时候发觉还是学的不太好。
And sometimes I felt that I haven't learned this lesson well.
所以你不要轻看这个简单的道理。
So do not lightly esteem the simple truth.
这是需要我们好好的追求。
You need to pursue it.
跟圣灵配合，让他引我们进入。
Cooperate with the Holy Spirit to enter into that truth.
所以。拿俄米对路德说：“你只管安坐，你休息吧。”
So Naomi said to Ruth, "Sit still."
怎么样？让他坐。
Let him work.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个非常重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle.
啊，你不安息就表示什么？你自己在做工，你知道吧
？If you're not at rest, it means that you are doing the work yourself.
你真正安息就是神在做工。
If you're truly at rest, then God is at work.
因为我们常常把工作抓在自己手里，你就不安息了。
Because we always hang tight to the work, you're not at rest.
如果你把工作交在主手里
，If you entrust that work into His hands,
你就安息了。
Then you are at rest.
我是在中国啊。
This time when I was in China,
侍奉主好几十年的一个弟兄啊。
I met this brother who served for many years.
我在那里我就给他们交通讲这个道理。
And I fellowship this principle with him.
哎呀，后来散会的时候，他跑来跟我讲。
And after the meeting, he came up to me.
哎呦，他孙弟兄，为什么我从前都不懂这个道理呢？
He said, Oh, brother son, how come I never knew this principle before?
他说我这几十年就是一直把工作抓到我自己手里。
For the past dozens of years, I hang on to the work.
所以他说我没有一天安息的。
I had no rest all these years.
哎呀，今天听见这个太好了。
It's great that I learned this today.
他如果他说我早知道这个，我少受很多苦。
Had I known this much earlier, then I would suffer much less.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们必须要学会，
Today we must learn this,
进入主的安息，
To enter into God's rest.
1975年，
In 1975,
我到温哥华来服侍，
I came to Vancouver to serve.
我从洛杉矶来的时候，
When I came from Chicago, LA, sorry.
那个有一节诗歌的话进到我里面。
There is this phrase from a hymn that entered into my heart.
我想也是主对我说的。
It's something from the Lord Himself.
很清楚啊。
It's very clear.
啊，那句话什么呢
？What is that?
虽工作亦安息。
Though working yet at rest.
虽工作亦安息。
Though working yet at rest.
如果这是主的工作
，If it's God's work，
他的记号就是安息。
Then the sign is Rest.
所以我到了西亚，到了温哥华。
So when I came to Vancouver,
啊，我说主啊，感谢你叫我到这来安息来了。
Oh, I thank God because you brought me here to rest.
所以我们有几个同工，他们很焦虑啊，因为我们刚到温哥华就这么两三个人。
So my coworkers were quite anxious because
后来又加了一两个人。
Two to three of us working.
他们就说我们要卷起袖子来当 missionary， 现在开始做工了。
They felt that there are so few of us, we should roll out our sleeves and be missionaries.
去拉人啊,
that we should hand out tracts and draw people here.
我说不不不不，我们在家里祷告。
But I said no. We'll stay at home and we'll pray.
所以他们几个都这样看我。
So they looked at me very
你这个不像来做工的人嘛。
Skeptically.
怎么跑这来安息来了
？You don't look like a worker at all. Why are you here to rest?
其中有个姊妹就告状，打电话到洛杉矶去了。
And one sister was so upset that he reported me to someone in LA.
他孙弟兄跑到温哥华到这里来安息来了。
Brother son has come to Vancouver to rest.
所以我们年长弟兄很生气。
So our elderly brothers were very upset.
他们就说这个孙弟兄没出息。
That brother son is a loser.
那个不好翻的，没关系，弟兄姊妹懂就是没出息。他说呢
，is no good.
安息不是休息。
Rest is not taking a break.
诶，后来我就翻圣经啊。
So when I flip through the Bible,
我看圣经原文呢，安息就是休息。
In Scripture, the original word for rest is taking a break.
人说，在诗篇这样话说嘛，神说你们要安息休息，因为我是神。
Scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." That stillness is rest.
因为那个时候我有一个意念。
Because at that time I had this idea.
我就说呢，今天人生活在地上没有安息。
Today men are living on earth without rest.
人最渴望的是安息。
Men long for rest the most.
如果我们说能建立一个聚会，
If we can build a congregation that's filled with rest.
人呢，从那个不安息的光景一进到我们聚会里啊，他就觉得安息。
So from their restlessness, they can be at rest in our midst.
我说没有什么比这个吸引力更大的。
There is no other thing greater than this.
你下次不要讲，他也来了。
So you don't need to drag them back next week.
啊，我说我们基督徒很可怜呐。
Christians are very pitiful.
我们在世界上没有安息。
We have no rest on earth.
回到家里面也没有安息。
When you go home, there is no rest.
然后来聚会又没有安息。
And even when you come to the meeting, there is no rest.
人家这个不信主的人有两个不安息，我们有三个不安息。
So for unbelievers, there are two places of unrest. For us, there are three places of unrest.
你看我们是不是比世人更可怜呢？
Aren't we more pitiful than all men?
所以那个时候主提醒我。
So that that time the Lord reminded
me,
only my work can usher into that rest. Then the blessings would come.
早期跟我们在一起的弟兄姊妹没几个，大概你知道，卢明华大概可能还有影响。
The early brothers and sisters, I think only Alfred is around.
哎，我就这么安息安息啊，三个月我们聚会就有60个人。
And I rest in that fashion after 3 months. 60 people came to our assembly.
我也不知道这些人从哪里来的。
I have no idea where these people came from.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
后来那个年长弟兄跑到温哥华来了。
Then that elderly brother came from LA to Vancouver.
他一看到那个聚会他也不讲话。
When he saw the meeting place, he was silent.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 虽工作亦安息。
Though at work, yet at rest.
从那个时候我一直持守到今天。
And that's a principle that I hung on to this day.
我在西雅图也是这样。
The same attitude I have in Seattle.
现在西雅图聚会人很多。
Although there are many people in Seattle, I have no idea where they
come from. 我都尽量的,
I try to lead the brothers and sisters into that rest.
因为神的家的记号也是安息。
Because the signature sign of God's house is rest.
所以很多人一进到这里, 哎呦, 他就感觉到回家了, 你知道吧?
So when people come into the house of God, they know that they are home.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们若能在主里面安息,
if we can rest in God,
神就做他自己的工,
then God can work.
如果我们把工作抓在自己的手里,
if you hung on to God's word with your own two hands,
那么神就安息了。
Then God would rest.
那么你就去忧虑吧。
Then you would be in trouble.
啊, 这是真实的。
That is true.
所以神完全按照他的心意行事。
So God works according to his own principles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要相信一件事情。
We need to believe one thing.
神定规他的旨意。
God has set his will.
他的工作是一定完成的。
His work will surely be accomplished.
历世历代, 神都用异象安慰了很多侍奉主人的心。Throughout
history, God comforted many hearts through visions.
你像以西结,
just like Ezekiel,
他们面临这个被掳的日子,
they were exiled.
整个耶路撒冷圣殿全部被拆毁。
The Jerusalem temple was completely destroyed. He was a priest.
他真是很忧心啊, 忧心得不得了啊,
he was so anxious.
非常的痛苦啊,
he was suffering his soul.
常常是流泪的,
he was weeping all the time.
但是神安慰他,
but God comforted him.
地上人可以破坏神工作的外表,
people can destroy God's work in his service.
但神要让他看见神永远的旨意是一定完成的。
But God opens his eyes to see that his eternal purpose will surely be accomplished. So God granted his servant this great vision. In that great mountain, he saw Jerusalem, the entire city. And God sent someone to measure the length of and the width of that city. God spoke to Ezekiel. Men can destroy God's work on earth. But at the end, my work is accomplished. Not a corner or an inch would be removed. No one can destroy the work of God. In 1 Corinthians, this is a very important reminder. If anyone were to destroy God's temple, God will destroy him.
所以今天只有人自己被毁坏,
so only people are destroyed today.
只有魔鬼被毁坏,
only the devil is destroyed today.
没有人能破坏神的工作,
no one can destroy the work of God.
这应该是我们的信心,
that is where we have our faith.
你要有这样的信心,
if you have that faith,
你跟随主侍奉主就有一个安息。
Then you have rest when you follow and serve the Lord.
并且呢, 我们所有的弟兄姊妹都是神建造的材料。
And we are God's material to build his house.
我们知道今生在地上, 我们是在一个变化的过程里面。
We know that in this lifetime, we are progressively changing.
约翰告诉我们, 他若显现, 我们就都要像他, 对不对?
John tells us, when he appears, we would be like him.
你今天看见的弟兄姊妹有这个缺陷，有那个难处，有那个，哎，有一天他忽然就变成了完全。
You see brothers and sisters with this weakness and that weakness, but one day they would all be changed.
所以你要有这个眼光。
So you have to have that vision.
你就能更多活在弟兄相爱的光景中。
Then you can live in the reality of loving one another.
不然今天呢，我们坐在地上，这个简单的道理，多么难持守啊！
Or else you cannot live out that truth today.
因为你看我不完全, 我也看你不完全。
I see your weaknesses and I see my own weaknesses.
你也不喜欢我, 我也不喜欢你。
I don't like you and you don't like me.
啊, 所以人家就讲着圣经中只有亲爱的弟兄, 没有可爱的弟兄。
So in scripture, It says there are beloved brothers and sisters, no dear brothers and sisters.
这个话也是对的。
It's true in a way.
我们并不可爱。
Because we're not lovely.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在变化的过程中。
But we are being changed daily.
好像那个毛虫啊，快要变成蝴蝶了。
It's like that caterpillar that's becoming a butterfly.
它在那个变了一半的过程中很丑陋的。
And when the caterpillar is changed to a butterfly, it's very ugly. So you have to look at your brothers and sisters that way, because God's work will surely be done. Every single person that God has chosen, they would be exactly like Christ one day.
弟兄姊妹，我们能相信这个吗？
Do you believe it?
我们读圣经说，哎呦，主啊，这样说是的。
When you read scripture, you see it there.
眼睛一抬头看弟兄姊妹就不是的。
But when you lift up your head and see your brothers and sisters, you don't believe it.
多难啊。
It's so hard.
所以你需要有属灵的眼光。
So you have to have spiritual vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们只要学习与主同死。
We have to learn to die with Christ.
我们就只管坐下来。
Then you can sit still.
让神完成他自己的工作。
And let God finish his work.
所以你知道今天人能够回到神的旨意的里面去。
Today you can return to the will of God.
不是你知道了一些道理你就回得去的。
Not because you understood some spiritual principle.
不是你下决心你就回得去的。
Not because you're determined to go.
不是你强调你就回得去的。
It's not because you will that way.
它是有路的。
There is a way.
你必须按照这个属灵的路走。
You have to follow that spiritual path.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
到了新约时代。
In the New Testament.
使徒保罗是头一个知道
基督十字架意义的人。
The Apostle Paul is the first
person to truly understand the cross of Christ.
他最懂得什么叫做与主同死。
He understood most what it's like to be
co-die with Christ. 这是神给他多么奇妙的一个开启啊。
To co-die with Christ.
其他的门徒都没看见。
The other apostles didn't see it.
门徒们看见就看见主耶稣钉死十字架。
The disciples saw Christ nailed to the cross.
哎，但是保罗看不是，主耶稣钉死了，我保罗也钉死了。你看，
But Paul saw
多奇妙的看见了。
Christ crucified, and I am crucified with Christ as well.
所以他在地上一生追求就与主同死的经历。
So on earth he's chase after the experience of co-death with Christ.
他努力在地上所做的就是进入基督的死。
He worked very hard to enter into the death of Christ.
因为他知道只有进入这个死才能使神的荣耀的旨意能够完全的彰显。
Because he knows that once he has died with Christ, then he can enter into the glorious plan of God.
因为主耶稣是借着这个死完成神的旨意。
Because Christ fulfilled God's will by his death.
今天我们也必须借着这个死完成神的旨意。
Today, likewise, we must fulfill God's will by entering into his death. So that's Paul's pursuit in his entire life.
他把基督的死在他生活工作里面看到无比的重要。
He saw that it's very important in the living and the work of Christ.
所以我们一生的经历。
So our entire experience.
都是与主同死的经历。
It's our experience of co-death with Christ.
其实我们受浸的时候啊。
When we were baptized, Paul tells us,
我们今天对受浸的真理也认识不清楚了。
That we're not very familiar with the principles of baptism.
罗马书第六章讲得多清楚啊。
Romans 6, very clear.
我们受浸是什么？
When we're baptized,
记得吗？
Do you remember?
受浸怎么样？
When we're
baptized, 归入什么？归入他的死，对吧？归入基督的死。
Into his death.
所以这就告诉我们，你从受浸那天开始起。
So from the very day that you're baptized.
你就开始要经历与主同死的经历。
You have to experience the co-death with Christ.
啊，所以我们对福音朋友讲，你受了浸，你就与主同死了，同埋葬了。
So when we tell our gospel friends, when you are baptized, you co-die with Christ and you're buried with Christ and you resurrect with him.
只有这样的生活才能使我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
Only by that way of living, you can live the renewed life.
所以现在我们清楚。
So now we know.
不是我们为神做工。
It's not we doing something for God.
是让神在我们身上做工。
It's let God doing a work in us.
这个才是真正的一个侍奉。
That is true service.
所以在启示录里面把救恩啊跟这个我们的侍奉是摆在一起的。
So in the New Testament, it puts our salvation and service side by side.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在基督徒生活里面。
In our daily living.
最正确的生活。
The most correct way to live.
就是同死的经历。
is to co-die with Christ.
如果你能明白这个道理，活在这个情况里，你基督徒的生活就过得是对的。
If you understood that principle and you live it out in your experience, then you're truly blessed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们主的工作只有他自己能完成的。
Because only God can do his own work.
并且他坚持是一定要完成。
And what he's determined to do, it will surely be done.
他若不完成,
if he does not do it,
他是绝不罢休。
If he has not accomplished it, he would not rest.
今天呢，我们实在是蒙大恩的一般人。
Today we are truly a blessed people.
我常常想起主的救恩，我就感觉我真的是有福啊。
When I think of God's salvation, I know that I am truly blessed.
神根本没有加什么过重我们不能负的重担摆我们身上。
God never gave us a burden that's greater than what we can carry.
让我们进入他的工作。
He wants us to enter into his work.
所以路德记第三章。
So Ruth chapter 3.
是奇妙的一章圣经。
It's a very wonderful passage.
在人看起来这有点奇怪。
From the surface, it sounds really bizarre.
圣灵特别把它记载下来。
But the Holy Spirit grant us these details.
因为在这个故事背后包括了重要的真理在哪里。
Because behind these details, there are spiritual principles.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们能够从这个故事看见背后的属灵。
That we can see what God is after behind all these details.
能够把这些原则真的运用在我们的身上。
That we can apply these principles to our daily living.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有这一些重要的经历。
Only by these precious experiences.
能把我们重新带回到神旨意的路上。
We can be brought back to the eternal purpose of God.
叫我们能逃脱这个荒凉的时代。
That we can escape from these desolate times.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own words.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在仰望你的怜悯。
Dear Lord, we look to you for mercy.
若不是圣灵解开你的话语。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens the word.
我们真的不懂得这些话语背后的真实的意义。
We would not understand the truth that is behind all these stories.
我们也无法明白这些宝贵的真理。
There's no way we can understand the truth behind these details.
主啊，我们求你借着真理的圣灵。
By the Spirit of Truth.
引我们进入这些实际。
Lead us into the experience.
你已经把一切都做成了。
You have accomplished all for us.
你只要我们今天进入你所完成的。
Help us to enter in what you have accomplished for
us. 我们若能多经历你的死。
If you can experience your death.
我们就多享受你自己复活的能力。
The more we can experience your resurrection.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Lord, lead us.
让我们能把这个真理
That we can live out that
truth. 引到我们的生活里。
In our daily living.
引到我们的侍奉里。
In our service.
引到我们教会的生活里。
In our corporate living.
好叫你的生命多多的能够被流露出来。
That your life would overflow in our midst.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
我们知道工作是你的。
We know that the work is yours.
你一定要完成它。
You will surely accomplish it.
我们感谢你。
We thank the Lord.
我们在地上实在不能为你做什么。
We can't do much on earth.
我们承认我们过去许多年日。
We confess that in our past years.
我们给你的麻烦多过给你的好处。
We gave you more problems than what we've blessed you with.
但是你都容忍了我们。
But you bear with us.
感谢你的怜悯。
We thank you for your mercy.
求你让我们在不多的日子里面。
I pray that in the few days ahead.
走在你所喜悦的路上。
That we can be on your will.
主啊，求你祝福这些话语。
Lord, please bless these words.
我们一同把敬拜归给你。
We want to worship you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.